Book E10 is about an early work in New York after establishing our own firm and trying to find philosophical basis, creating attitudes and establishing an approach. Work evolved and shaped thinking, but listening, learning, observing, exploring, researching, and collaborating became the foundation for all the future efforts. Lehman College Multimedia Center is a part of the City University of New York system. Our design ideas were to create a place practically doubling the area, admitting a daylight down to the lowest level in the basement, and creating a student access through the facilities, maintaining the security of studios and production areas. Central stair acts as a focal point with a skylight. Corridor designed like a bridge connects two sides of the building, letting students look inside the production studios of the multimedia center and other spaces, maintaining the security. Lehman College Communication Center is also a part of the Lehman College campus. Building design on the ground mends the campus fence to welcome people and is a fusion of circular and rectangular forms in plan. Circular part of the building jets out, welcoming the guests, giving almost 360 degrees of view for the security staff, and announces itself with an antenna and welcomes with its nautilus-shaped trellis and guides people towards the entrance. Facades are made up of stainless steel and a limestone in response to its neighbors. For the Bronx Museum of Art's master plan, ideas explored potential of growth, including adjoining properties, generating income for the museum, and reorganizing the existing facilities of the museum. We propose linking the gallery spaces on the upper floors with an outdoor rooftop event space and creating mostly public spaces at the lower floors. Additionally, we proposed incremental growth, creating an amazing presence for the museum. Buffalo Inner Harbor Naval Museum project started with a master plan. Ideas were to create a finger-like plan with retail and reaching to the waterfront with marina and public spaces. Museum complex was to have the outdoor exhibit spaces, including the currently docked but out of commission naval ship and a submarine as a part of the exhibit. Building itself was designed with a cross-sectional idea of placing the public circulation along the canal finger that penetrates into the landmass and providing a large exhibit space with great height. Interstitial space between the public space and the exhibit space kicked up in section to incorporate a clear story to admit controlled daylight. Midtown East redevelopment plan area is within minutes away from Manhattan on the other side of the East River and is at a critical intersection of public transportation system. Idea was based on creating anchors at Queens Plaza and the Citigroup building at the Court Square and encourage growth between these two anchors. My partner Mark Strauss fondly referred this to a dumbbell plan. As a part of this master plan, we also designed a group of three office buildings with retail at the junction of Queens Plaza. These buildings were designed like crystals with varying heights. Retail and parking at the base incorporated one of the existing parking structure under stress. Jamaica Transportation Center plan centers on the transportation hub in Jamaica. Our central idea were to create linkages and promote growth. Our proposal incorporated ideas to improve two underpass created by the overhead Long Island Railroad tracks and spur growth to the south, linking the north side. We designed an office building to the south side as a potential office building for one of the airlines. Building was designed with an idea that the facades facing the Long Island Railroad could be in terracotta with punched openings, while the buildings facing the neighborhood could be much more transparent. Idea was to create a presence while improving pedestrian-friendly linkages. Queensboro Community College Holocaust Resource Center and Archives Pavilion Study establish an actual relationship with the entrance and need to create a small pavilion as a front to the building with backup space allocated within the building. Our design created a simple interlocking of two squares in all glass pavilion with welcoming entrance and established presence.